About You Life Coaching. My name is Sharon Hill Withers, and I am just absolutely excited about you joining me to be able to walk through this wonderful tool called Thus Saith God's Word. And I just always like to share the testimony because truly it is. I had stopped doing lives. I had, you know, not been on, and people were saying, Sharon, are you still doing your lives? They're so helpful. And Sharon, I miss your lives. Are you still doing them? You know, I kept getting that kind of feedback, but I was like, Lord, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do any more lives until you give me what you want me to say and act like I am 3, 1, 2, 3 years old. And I said, okay, well, guess what happened? One day later, she was cleaning out her home, and this book she ran across again, and she said, Sharon, I think this is for you. And I said, Thus Saith God's Word, Scripture Aids for Counseling. Now, y'all know I'm a life coach. I've been a life coach for almost 10 years. And I said, wait a minute, Jesus, did you just give me what you want me to talk about? So tonight, guys, we're going to be talking about forgiveness and guilt. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, forgiveness and guilt, guys, those are the two big ones. Those are huge. I don't know if any of you guys are like me where, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, I have to go through a process to forgive people when I've been deeply, deeply hurt, especially from someone that I truly, truly love. And it's not that I try not to forgive. It just takes me a minute. Now, because I don't hold negative energy long, and because I choose not to, I always want to resort to forgiveness, but I'll be honest with you, you just can't get there overnight sometimes. So this is going to be good for those who have a hard time forgiving. Also, we're going to be talking about guilt, but I need you to get a paper and I need you to get a pen, because I'm going to give you about 12 things you need to know about guilt and how to forgive. First of all, thank you again. So let's just jump right into it, because you know Sharon ain't going to keep you long. She's just going to keep you 15, 20 minutes maybe, but I just want to give you some meat, because one thing that I've learned in my life, the forgiveness, when you hold non-forgiveness, anger, resentment for someone else, guess what? It doesn't hurt anybody but you. Have you ever noticed that the people that you mad at, they don't know it, or either they don't care and it don't bother them, but it's still bothering you? Have you noticed that when you still play the video in your head, you keep saying, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what, and do you know that them other folks done gone on about their business? Some of them probably done got married again, and they done kept it moving. So I want to ask you a question tonight. If you haven't forgiven, I want you to know that that's your death sentence. I want you to write down this phrase: dis-ease creates disease. I'm going to say it one more time. Dis-ease creates disease. Yeah, I'm getting mad. You get mad all over again sometimes just thinking about it. I promise you. And it can have those effects on you. But if you don't understand the effects of that non-forgiveness, because it's not hurting anyone else but you. And when you understand that you are wreaking havoc in your health, and that is your fault because you're choosing to hold resentment, you're choosing to be angry, you're choosing not to forgive, you are the one taking the pills. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are the one walking around in pain. Do you understand? You are the one that's having emotional discord. Okay? So is it worth it is the question. Is it worth you going to the doctor and getting on medication and having cancer because you want to hold on to the hurt? You want to not forgive, thinking that it's going to do something for the other person if you don't forgive them. I need y'all to have a weird awakening. You see how big my eyes are right now? It doesn't work. It hurts you, not them. You're going to have to choose to let it go. I'm going to say it again. Please choose to forgive. Please choose to let go of the anger. Please choose to live again. Please choose to get healthy. Because if you forgive, you truly forgive. Because I'll be honest with you, there was a time, you know, I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer always, but there was a time when I got angry. And you done messed up pretty good. I was out. Like, you know what? I wasn't one of them folks to say, look, you mess up one time, that's it with me. You can forget it, cover, quit, no excuses. I'm out. I'm done. That's it. And then I realized, what would I do if someone did me that way? If I made a genuine mistake and someone cut me off with no forgiveness over one mistake, I was like, wow, Sharon, I don't know if I would want it to be that strenuous on me to do that. So we're going to talk about it tonight. So guess what, guys? Let's talk about guilt. Now, I'm telling you, guilt can sneak up like a snake in the grass, y'all. Let me tell you something. Guilt is like a vicious animal that will stalk you like prey. I mean, it'll be back in the cut, but it'll come up for you whenever you're triggered. And that guilt will make you overspend. That guilt will make you overaccommodate. That guilt will make you do things that you wouldn't normally do because of the guilt that's inside. So I'm telling you right now, if you want to know how to get rid of guilt, let's deal with guilt right now. I got 12 things you can do, so get ready to write, okay? The first thing you have to do is name it. What do you feel guilty about? That's the first thing you got to do is name what's going on. I had a lot of guilt around not being the mother that I wanted to be for my children. Let's just start there. There's some mothers out there who were maybe on drugs and had to give away their child and still carrying guilt. There may be some mothers that are carrying guilt for their parents. Maybe there's some people out there carrying guilt because they know that they have done something really wrong to a person, and maybe that person died before they were ever able to say, I'm sorry. But the very first thing, number one, you got to do is name your guilt. Number two, explore the source of that guilt. Like when you name it, then explore how you got there. Explore exactly what you're feeling guilty about, and see if there's a way to do number three, which is apologize and make amends. Sometimes if the person is still living, you have an opportunity to apologize and make amends so that you can get rid of the guilt. Number four, learn from the past. Now, it's not going to help for you to be insane, because insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expect different results. Now you know that's insane. So learn from your past. What is the learning that you can learn from this guilt that you're carrying? What could have happened that would have made that situation better that you wouldn't have to feel guilty about it? So learn from your past. Number five, practice gratitude. Now you know, I think most people think I'm grateful. But I promise you, until you really sit down with a piece of paper and write down everything you're grateful for, you don't know how ungrateful you are. You don't know that you might not can't even fill up a whole page because you are in such a negative thought about your life, you haven't realized that it is gratitude to be able to see. It's gratitude to be able to smell. It's gratitude to be able to taste. So sometimes you got to start with the five senses and go from there. But when you don't understand the blessings that you have been given, then it's very hard for you to be grateful for what you've gotten, where you are, and what you may be getting ready to receive because you haven't chose gratitude. Number six, replace negative talk with self-compassion. Replace negative thought with self-compassion. Listen, give yourself a break. I mean, some of us are so hard on ourselves. I mean, I wouldn't want to be your mind. Because inside your head, you can't do nothing right. You dumb. You stupid. Inside your own head, this is what you call yourself. I'm so dumb. I'm stupid. Why in the world did I do that? That was so stupid. And I'm like, no, you got to change your self-talk. That was just an interesting way of doing it. And you probably want to choose to do it a different way. How about that? But we've got to change our self-talk. I'm telling you, number 7, remember guilt can work for you. Because guilt can cause you to want to mend relationships. Like if you feel guilty that you haven't been around your family, that guilt can cause you to want to do something about it, which is spend more time with your husband, spend more time with your children, spend more time with your grandbabies, spend more time. So guilt can work for you instead of against you. Number 9, forgive yourself. Now that right there, remember forgiveness? See, we're talking about forgiveness tonight for a reason. Because you can't get rid of guilt if you're not willing to forgive yourself and the person that may have hurt you. So forgiveness is a must in order for you to be happy, in order for you to have peace, and in order for you to be the person that you know you're supposed to be. I'm telling you, unforgiveness and guilt can cause you to be a nasty person, and you probably know that already though. You look in the mirror, you don't even like who you looking at. I remember being there. I remember looking in the mirror and I didn't even like who I saw. And I'm like, why do I mean, I don't even like who I'm looking at. I don't even want to, matter of fact, cover the mirror up, okay? I don't even want to see the mirror. So until you get to a place where you're willing to leave that guilt in the past where it belongs, make sure the next one, talk to people that you trust. In other words, if you have secrets and you hold the guilt, but you never express it, you never acknowledge it, you never give it what it needs, which is freedom to come up, come out. You speak what your truth is so that it can dissipate in the ether and not be as hurtful to you. Have you noticed that when you were hurt and the more you talk about that hurt, you don't cry as much as you used to cry when you talk about it. And you don't have as much emotion as you used to have when you talked about it. And all of a sudden you're journaling, you're healing. And now you can talk about it and even laugh at some of the stuff. You'd be like, y'all remember what I used to do? Let me tell you. And you'd be like, did I just say that? I used to cry about that. So there are things that you can do. So talk to someone you trust. And if you don't trust nobody, good. Call me a stranger, but a stranger in Christ, a stranger in love, and someone who gives you confidentiality, someone who can give you the space for being not judged and a space for being loved, agape love. So I want to encourage you, if it's hard for you to just talk to people, then talk to a stranger that you can trust. And I'm willing to be that stranger for you. Also, make sure you talk to a therapist if you haven't thought about having therapy. It could help tremendously if you have a seriously, seriously hard time trusting and forgiving people. And if your guilt has turned into drugs, sexual addiction, if it's turned into taking advantage of people, if that guilt and unforgiveness has turned into someone that you know you're not, then definitely see if you can seek help. And see if you can get those issues resolved. Now, of course, this is Thus Saith God's Word. So let's see what Thus Saith God's Word is on guilt. Well, if you have your Bibles, because I have mine, so I hope you have yours. If you have yours, Colossians 1:14. Here's what God says about it. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So we all who have a background in Christianity know that God died on the cross for all of our sins. And if you ever had the pleasure of watching the movie, The Passion of Christ, it is compelling to know all the pain that he went through just so we would have the opportunity to be forgiven. So if God can forgive you, why can't you forgive yourself? Let's also turn to Psalms 86:5. Psalms 86:5. I encourage you to write it down first because I'm moving pretty fast. Psalms 86:5 says, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous is mercy unto all them that call upon thee." So God has plenty of forgiveness and he has plenty of mercy. So many times we feel like we're not worthy when he died on the cross to let us know we are. We are worthy to be forgiven. We are worthy to let go of guilt and leave it in the past where it belongs. If you just leave it in the past where it belongs and don't look back, I promise you, your future is going to be brighter than you ever thought it would be. Let's move on down to Proverbs. Proverbs 28:13. "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy." So, you know what? Sometimes you just have to say, you know what? I'm tired of being sad. I'm tired of holding anger. I'm tired, Lord. You know what? Let me give this to you. And let me let you deal with the revenge, because God did say, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." And just decide that you just want to let it go. Because it's not hurting anyone but who? You. And if it's hurting you, stop punishing yourself. You are worthy to be loved. You are worthy to have kindness in your life. You are worthy to start over. You are worthy to be able to choose who it is that you want to be from this night forward. Matter of fact, you're in choice about your whole life. God gave us the power of choice. And a wonderful mentor, Dr. Joel Dudley Sr., told me, he said, "Sharon, if you don't like the direction you're going in, turn around. It's just that simple. Just turn around. If you don't like the road you're going down, just turn around, do the exact opposite of what you've been doing. If you haven't been going to church, go ahead and find a church and get on with the Zooms or get on with the lives. If you haven't been reading your Bible and you don't like the road you've been going, start reading your Bible. If you haven't been talking to people about your problems and been keeping them to yourself, if that's the road you're on and it's a battle on the inside and you're battling flesh and you're battling your, you know, just trying to feel good, then go the opposite way. Start talking, start journaling, start expressing yourself and speaking your truth, because you deserve to be free. It is your destiny to be free, and I want you free. And if you're having trouble getting and choosing freedom, I want you to choose It's All About You Life Coaching. Give me a call at 336-618-1670. I promise you, if you do the exact opposite of what you've been doing that's giving you hell, it will give you heaven. Just choose to go in the opposite direction. I promise you, it works. If you have noticed a change in Sharon here with us, there is a reason. There is a reason. If you notice that I am feeling so excited and vigorous about the Word of God, there is a reason. If you notice that I am just absolutely in, I almost can't even get it out. My business is growing. My family is healthy. Nobody has died of COVID. I mean, I have so much to be grateful for. I have people in my life that love me. But I had to choose love first. I had to choose to be kind first. I had to choose to let go all resentment, let go all hate, let go all the things that have happened to me in my life. And believe me, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's happened. I can write a book about it. You want to hear it? Here you go. I know. Anyway, I just want you to know, all of us have a story, but you're not in prison. Sometimes I hear people say, I just feel like I'm in prison. You got the key, unlock it. If you feel like you're in prison, you got the key. Unlock the door. Choose to forgive and no longer hold guilt. It's unnecessary. You're a human being and you too will make mistakes. And mistakes just give you seasoning for the character that's developing in you so that you can bring somebody else through their future from your mistakes. So look at your mistakes differently. Stop holding on to them and make sure that you kind of share with individuals what you've been through so that you can get them through. Thank you so much for tuning into It's All About You. Believe me when I tell you I love you and there's nothing, absolutely nothing you can do about it. Give me a call today, 336-618-1670. Blessings.